This is the Bubba Army Podcast.
Did you guys see this? Now, this is like somewhere in, I don't know where this is at.
Is this Florida?
Yeah, it's Florida. Oh, yeah. It's in the Orlando area.
This is exactly what is wrong with white people in Florida.
I don't think he's white, but okay.
I think he's Hispanic.
Correct.
This guy right here?
Yep.
Can we just say, I think Orlando is like the leading city in Florida now with where the most idiotic stuff comes out of.
So sure. This is wrong. This is what's the problem. Punk-ass men who haven't really gone to the gun range or fired the gun a lot and knows how to handle a gun or the characteristics of shooting through a windshield or anything like that. This is some punk who's got a gun, and the first opportunity he has to fire it, he does.
You wouldn't shoot the guy either?
I don't know if in the rules of engagement blitz...
If somebody's pointing a gun at you, you are allowed to shoot them.
Blitz, I think that the extenuating circumstances is that the guy's driving away.
Doesn't matter.
And that you're on the public highway.
Doesn't matter.
And he does not pose a threat to
you. He's pointing a gun at the guy.
While he's driving away.
He's absolutely pointing a gun at the guy.
I don't know. You're Johnny. Oh, I want to pull the trigger all the time.
I am not. At all.
Now, if the guy's beside you,
it doesn't matter. He's got the gun out the window, pointed back at the guy.
Dash cam video showing a driver on the...
Looks like a dark match Aaron Rodgers, doesn't it?
417 in
it
Orange
really
County.
It really does.
And this poor little black guy, he's like...
What's the dash
he's
cam?
He's not black either.
Whatever he is. He looks like he's Hispanic, black, light-skinned. Maybe he's got the complexion...
His name is Rafa.
...of a convenience store hot dog. I don't know what he is. It doesn't really matter. I feel sorry for him because he's like, get me out of this car.
Is this an Uber?
No,
this is just his buddy that picked him up.
And he's just got a dash cam,
on the 417 in Orange County firing at
And look at this poor guy. He's like, get me out of here.
...other car through his own windshield. It's an intense moment, and the video was posted on YouTube by the driver, Marco Mazzetta, who says he was trying to defend himself because he believes he or his passenger were in danger of being shot. Florida Highway...
Everybody's just got a gun.
Patrol says this shows how dangerous it can be to argue
That's
with other drivers
the gun
on the highway.
You don't know the mindset of the other driver that you may accidentally get involved with some type of situation.
Man, I don't think I'd be messing with her.
No.
Lovey, that's the kind of woman you need to take you.
I think
Ashley,
that is.
I think he does.
Ashley does a state trooper gimmick.
I was just getting ready to say, Seth, we might be onto something. Does Ashley do a state trooper gimmick?
We might have got handcuffs.
Sir, do you know why I pulled you over?
I got the big hat right here.
This is the Bubba Army Podcast.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
Hey, it's Bubba the Love Sponge. You know that bacteria and viruses live everywhere. Your phone, your earbuds, car keys, groceries, wallets, packages, even your face mask that you're wearing right now. Sanitizing these items is as important as playing it safe and healthy. But it also can mean using harmful chemicals that you're constantly trying to have to replace. The Clean Phone line of products changes all of that. The Clean Phone brand offers a full range of sanitizing products that use ultraviolet light. This is the same technology used to sanitize hospital rooms and medical equipment. The Clean Phone products have been tested by independent laboratories and provide the best quality UV sanitizing for every need. The Clean Phone is a device designed for phones and household items. It even works as a wireless charger for your cell phone. And now add the Clean Phone Wand, which is a portable handheld device that can go anywhere and be used to sanitize anything like tablets, computers, packages, groceries, anything you bring into your home. Go to thenewdealshop.com. Again, thenewdealshop.com, and select the right Clean Phone product for you. And you're going to get free FedEx two-day shipping as an added bonus. Get 10% off the FDA-authorized respirator masks as well. Again, go to thenewdealshop.com. Thenewdealshop.com now. That's free FedEx two-day shipping and a bonus of 10% off FDA-authorized respiratory face masks. And it's only at thenewdealshop.com. Go there now.
That's the first thing, too, when they get out, they put the hat on.
Yeah.
It's so big.
A lot of people carry weapons in their cars. And
it's so intimidating. I feel like I'm looking at a sergeant or something.
Well, that's why. I think that big hat's there for a reason.
Yeah.
This could have really escalated to somebody getting shot, somebody getting killed.
This happened last week. The in-car video shows another car driving aggressively. At one point, he gets extremely close to Mazzetta's truck. He says he tapped the brakes and the other car then bumped him. It speeds around him.
Oh, see, I didn't know that.
You didn't watch the whole video.
Later, the second car slows.
Hi, it's Bubba Love Sponge. Sometimes I'll knee-jerk and do the wrong thing.
No, I mean...
And I was wrong.
I mean, I agree that the driver is an a-hole. There's no question there. But he's allowed to shoot if someone's pointing a gun at him.
I'm going to tell you something, man. Blitz. Okay, let's say the guy is allowed to shoot. He is. It's kind of a douche to shoot through your front windshield, isn't it?
Well, I mean...
You can't... The trajectory is going to completely change. It could come back and shoot yourself, couldn't you?
No.
Yeah, I mean, this is a John Wick. Like, no one's actually landing any of these shots, are they?
I don't know. But, I mean, they could be going over here to this building and all kinds of things, right?
Yeah. It's down. Mazzetta says that driver pulled out a gun and pointed it at him. That's when Mazzetta says he took out his own gun and fired because he feared the other man was going to shoot him. Mazzetta did
man,
not...
And he didn't even he had it ready.
I wanted to do an interview on camera, but told me by text, quote, I'm not a fan...
By the way, don't you think it's a little bit problematic that he was going 90 mile an hour?
Oh, you know, there's other issues.
Can
you
do an interview on camera?
He's going 90.
But told me by text, quote, I'm not a fan of guns. I'm a fan of not getting shot. I know this video doesn't capture my smartest moments, but I hope any idiot criminal with a gun watching thinks twice before loading, brandishing, and aiming their firearm at someone over a traffic infraction. He also says soon after the shooting, he reported
96. Now, Blitz, are they gonna hem him up for that?
Probably. No, well, no.
I mean, he's going 96?
Doesn't matter.
What? But you're going 96.
Isn't that considered reckless driving?
But hold on, you're going 96 to keep up with the guy that showed you a gun. Don't you think you should be slowing down and letting him get as far from you?
The guy is an a-hole. There's no question.
There's a lot of things
he didn't do right.
Right.
But
and a lot of things that they're going to probably try to use against him.
He reported the incident himself.
I mean, the
Orange County.
Yeah,
I feel sorry for his passenger.
Is that I'm not a shooter guy. Is that the move to shoot through your windshield, or do you open up your window and shoot out that way?
Through the windshield,
right through the window. Okay.
Awesome.
Yeah, absolutely.
I want you to watch this guy.
Well, he's going 101.
Well, I mean, come on, this guy. He didn't ask for that.
This guy just wants to go to Burger King.
Right before he shoots, he said he calls him his name, Rafa. He said Rafa. He's like, get down, Rafa. Get down.
This guy's probably just like trying to go to the airport or something.
He's just trying to go to Burger King. Okay.
Soon after the shooting, he reported the incident himself to the Orange County Sheriff's Office.
Now, Mazzetta says he wants to press charges against that other driver for assault. The Orange County Sheriff...
Yeah, nice mask outside there, Johnny Mask Boy. Johnny Douchebag.
Sheriff's Office confirms...
Listen, if this guy was in a crowd of people, I get it, and you're on TV, but when there's nobody around you, and chances are you're doing your own camera, because they make most of these guys do their own camera now... They don't even have a camera guy with them.
That's true.
They set up their own camera.
Really?
Yep. Oh, yeah. It's a one-man show now.
Yeah.
It's a one-man show.
They used to roll out with a giant news van. Now they roll out in like a little two-door coupe.
All the reporters have to edit and voice over and do all the stuff now.
They do.
The script, everything.
That it is investigating the incident, but as of right now, no arrests. Reporting in Orange County, Bob Hazen, West 2 News.
Yeah, poor Melanie Michaels, man. She's carrying the tripod. She's carrying the camera. Then she has to take it to the editing bay.
Man, she was having some fun during those lightning games.
She was.
Yeah.
I think they may.
People sent me some pictures of her.
Are they grooming that Victoria Price to be the new Melanie Michaels? I think that's like the new millennial Melanie Michaels. Because, I mean, they're like almost... grooming her to be like a little mini Melanie Michaels.
I don't know. I'm not sure.
As Melanie gets a little bit older, like, well, we got Melanie Michaels 2.0 over here. She's only 26.
You know, you always got to keep talent in the farm system.
You do. Lummy, you're kind of my new, you know, you're my new talent deal. You're new.
Thank you, sir.
And Anna's new.
In the farm.
See, Seth, you're not new anymore. You're kind of like an old timer now.
Oh, yeah, I feel like it.
Yeah.
But people are still waiting for me to flame out.
Are they?
Oh, yeah.
I think your flame out window's over.
I've been here 9 months.
But I think your flame out window's over. At one time, I was thinking maybe you'd flame out, but you've laser locked of late.
Yeah, no, I'm good.
And Anna, I don't think you're going to, like, I think maybe you, the flame out, I mean, I don't think you're as on eggshells as you were.
What do you mean flame out? Is that burnout or leave or?
Just screw up, have a meltdown, piss me off.
Like, I've done that a few times already.
Yeah, quit, walk off.
Done that.
You know, Lummy, you're never going to leave. You're like a stray dog. I fed you a few times and now I can, you know, whatever, do anything I want with you. I've Stockholmed you beautifully.
I'm the dog that won't leave. I'm here.
What?
I'm here. I'm the dog that won't leave.
Boy, I'm telling you, I don't care who wins president. I do care. I do care. But that being said, my opinion doesn't matter. But I'm telling you, it doesn't matter who wins. We're going to have some huge issues next year with the economy, with real estate, with commercial real estate, with unemployment, with people getting evicted, people losing their houses, people getting filing bankruptcy, because when Disney's going to lay off 28,000 employees.
Mm-hmm. Whew. Was it start with, like, was it 7,000 next month or something?
And again, this has zero to do with who wins in November. Because whoever wins in November is going to have this issue on their hands, and it's going to be an absolute crap storm.
Are they going to lower their ticket prices at all?
Of course not.
I don't know. They're getting rid of 20. I mean, what does 28,000 people do? That's the size of some little city.
I mean, that's probably hotel. I mean, it's just so many. It's, who knows? Ride operators.
Yeah, I mean, everybody from that, you know, sells you the $7 bottle of water to
the person who dresses up as Minnie Mouse.
To the person that's cleaning your room, you know, back in Magic Kingdom, Animal Kingdom, yippee-o.
I feel like eventually Disney will get built back up to where they'll have to hire all those people back. I mean, I don't know how long that's going to take, but...
What's the capacity at Disney now? Is it like 50 or...
It's still 50%.
No. Okay. But what's the capacity of Disney... All eat, like, is it 200 like people wise?
Disney many, World itself.
Yeah, like, well, I guess there's what Epcot, Disney World,
Animal Kingdom,
Animal. Is there three parks?
I think there's like five. I don't know. I thought there was five parks.
Well, you get down the downtown Disney thing too.
It'd be interesting. I mean, I wonder what the total all in
capacity,
you know, under normal circumstances.
So Magic Kingdom is 57,000, and they're doing. This says 30%, but this might be an old story. Epcot is 34,000, Hollywood Studios is 30,000, and Animal Kingdom is 37,000.
So that's like 170,000 people.
Correct.
You know, cumulatively could be at all three or
that's
four.
That's just the park. Yeah, that's just the parks.
That's not including the hotels, right?
No, that's just the parks.
And I don't want how many hotel rooms, how many beds they have, because they have like what, five? Got the Swan, they got the Dolphin.
You mean just Disney properties?
Yeah, just Disney properties. What do they have? The Swan, the Dolphin,
they have like the Contemporary.
They've got Fort Wilderness.
Disney World maintains 24 hotels on the resort.
They got 24 just on the resort?
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, One time when I was married and the kids were little kids, I think Tyler was like 7 and Julie was like 8. We went over and did the whole Disney, you know, thing. And we stayed at Fort Wilderness?
Yeah.
Yep. And our balcony, of course, I had to get like a real good room.
Pimp that room.
And the balcony was like where the elephants were.
Yeah.
And I, you know, was going to try to feed the elephants, but you can't. You're not supposed to throw stuff off the balcony. And they have signs not doing it, but I didn't think they had quite the elite camera system to be able to see me throwing stuff. So I had both kids out. I'm like, hey, let's see if we can throw like a banana, or Tyler, go get the fruit basket in the kitchen. So he goes and gets the fruit basket and we're launching apples and everything over. And next thing you know, and there's Blitz. There were full blown like
Disney cops
that are
probably,
I wish they would have arrested you for throwing an apple.
They're like, sir, have you been feeding the animals? I'm like, uh-uh. They're like, well, we have you on surveillance. Yes, you have been.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are.
They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first three orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Go check this website out. It's thenewdealshop.com. Now, they got all kinds of stuff. They want me particularly to tell you about the clean phone wand. God, this is exactly what Seth needs. A wand to clean. He'll be cleaning everything.
Oh, yeah.
I have a promo code, Bubba, and I think that gets you $50 off your first order plus free shipping. TheNewDealShop.com, use Bubba as your promo code. They got all kinds of specials, from the masks that you need to the various cleaning devices that you need to clean your phone, your wallet, your earbuds, if you need to clean it. And it's all through UV rays, and it's all real kick-ass. Lummy, you can even wand your groceries.
Sweet.
Like, you know, we should technically wand all these packages we get.
Let's get one or two.
Yeah. TheNewDealShop.com. Promo code Bubba. And he's like, listen, sir, this is your warning. You can be asked to be removed from the property immediately. And your room not refunded and everything. And your passes for the, like, everything. And then Heather started yelling at me. You're going to mess up the family vacation because you had to be a smart ass and throw. You know, I didn't even get any video of it.
How'd you do with the theme park? You don't seem like theme park guy. Do you have to, go in a wheelchair?
This was 10 years ago.
What? Question still remains the same?
Yeah.
This was 12 years
ago. Witness, please answer the question.
It's hot out. I don't see you walking and being happy all day.
I was happy as hell.
No, you weren't.
Come on.
I was only mad. I didn't even care.
I was only mad.
I didn't even care about the $8 waters back then. I was so rich. I didn't even care.
Well, how'd you get around? Did you have like a scooter? Did you have one of those people that ride the bikes and you get in the back? Or did you walk?
I walked.
Mm.
How long were you there for versus how long was the rest of the family there for?
Well, now that's a little...
Yeah. Hierarchy 65, 2000.
Bubba did half an hour.
I told Heather, I said, listen, let's do it real early. And then by like 1, I can go take, you know, go back to the office. I can go back to the room and I got a lot of work to do.
Cricket there for me.
I don't want a girl meeting me because my wife is out. No.
Oh.
But she did take the kids around to like 4, and then we had a family dinner with the Disney characters and stuff. We went and ate in the Magic Kingdom.
Yeah, those are expensive.
Yeah, it was like $2,800 or something.
We did one of those for my daughter's birthday. It's like
that's one and done
like
for you, buddy.
$50 a pop.
Yeah,
for some crappy brunch breakfast.
Well, we went up into the Magic Kingdom and we had like this own little private room, and it was for dinner, but it was like 6:30 or something like that, and it was like I think Goofy came and Minnie Mouse came and Mickey Mouse came and I don't know Goof. I think you got 4 or 5 characters. You got pictures with all of them, and I think it was like...
What do they eat with you?
I think it was like $2,000.
I tell you what, the kids love it. The kids love it. It's a shakedown as a parent. You have no choice. It's really like when you have a kid, Disney just automatically gets your money. It's something I wanted to avoid, but you know you just give
you
in.
You can't help it.
You can't.
You have to.
Yeah, your kid loves Disney and all.
And then
Minnie
when you
Mouse.
Live this close to it, right? Like it's even worse if you live this close to it.
Yeah,
right?
But the
kids in Alaska, they can't really grease their mom and dad's about going to Disney, right?
They still do.
I know, but like kids that live in Green Bay.
Well, that's why when those people come and they're holding up the flags of their country, like Venezuela, and we get mad, we're like, God, get these foreign people out of our way so we can get to the teacups. You know, we should be like, hey, look how far these people have come. We should let them walk at a very slow pace, holding up their flags.
Yeah, can you imagine like if you're a poor dad and you had to come from like Brazil just to take your family to Disney? Like all we got to do is just drive down the road a little bit. Maybe traffic sucks. We bitch about it.
But you gotta go. You gotta travel all this way to be miserable. I mean, because I don't see how any parent like. Because Phoebe and I almost got divorced when we went to Disney last time. Like, I don't know how it's
for real.
Dude, it is stress. That's a stressful thing.
That's bad promotional for Disney.
Well, It's bad promotional for.
It's not the Magic Kingdom. It's where parents get divorced.
But it's Bubba. Well, you know, you left early. I didn't leave early. I stuck it through the whole day.
Oh my God! And it was just nonstop, right?
You're together all day, and it's stressful. Then you go to the hotel, and then your room's not ready, and then you know, it's just it was a lot. I don't want to go back.
The Groupon didn't go through.
I don't want to go back anytime soon.
I think most, if you were to survey most dads, and dads could be completely honest, and they're like, would you like to come back to Disney again? Like, no way am I coming back to this place.
It's my brother ridiculous. Goes there all the time.
As a man?
And sometimes even by himself.
Who goes to Disney?
A lot of people.
A lot of people do. I don't get it.
A lot of people do. It's
What
does he do there?
Hangs out and rides. And,
oh, my God.
Rides.
He's a grown man. He's with a kid.
I know.
No, he's not. That's the problem.
No, his brother is a grown man with a kid.
No, I know, but he said sometimes he goes by himself.
Yeah.
Why?
It's the happiest place on earth.
You know what, Bubba? Honestly, because when I went, I saw a lot of just older people that were there without kids, and I thought
that does happen a lot.
And I thought it was weird, but then I go, you know what? This place, it brings people happiness. Like they like to go. It's everybody's so happy there.
It's magical.
Not couples with kids, but everybody else. They're happy, and so I think that's the only reason I can sum it up. I mean, maybe they're Disney marks, obviously, but they go there, they put the ears on, and it's just a great place to be when it's not 95 degrees. Again, not for me and my family, but for other people.
I probably have more fun at Disney with, like, my boys than I would my kids.
Absolutely.
Well, yeah, I mean, that just goes against what you said, though, but yeah.
No, I mean, listen, it's not my first choice if Jimmy Clevis called me and said, hey,
let's go to Disney.
Let's go to Disney.
But I agree, you'd have a better time going with...
Jim.
Yeah, than kids.
Me and Jimmy would have a much better time.
The kids would like it a lot better, and that's what it's for, but...
They should do Disney where you go, and you could go hang out with other dads, and the kids go off with
the
moms.
Do. It's called the dollhouse.
Can you imagine if they put a doll...
Disney bathhouse?
If Disney could put, like, a strip joint.
Oh, come on. We're hurting Orlando. We can't even bring this up.
Yeah, that would be universal.
We couldn't even bring this up. They would never do that. Although the chicks would look hot in the Mickey Mouse ears.
You scoff at it, but then you're kind of hot.
Yeah, I mean, it's like, hey.
You scoff at it, but you're kind of hot on it.
I'm actually very hot on it. Yeah.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient. Comfortable. Ah.
If you didn't know it before, well, then let me alert you. There are germs everywhere. What's the one and only way to respond? Sanitize everything. I'm talking everywhere. Packages, groceries, keyboards, tablets, money, doorknobs. You know, all these things are home to bacteria and viruses, but now there's an easy way to kill bacteria and viruses on all these surfaces or wherever they live. The Clean Phone Wand. The Clean Phone Wand is a portable UV sanitizer that lets you eliminate 99.9% of bacteria and kill viruses in seconds on virtually any surface. Use it for all your deliveries. Use it on tablets, on computers. Use it if you have to get on a plane or stay in a hotel. Use it at school. It's super portable, and with days of battery life, you can take it anywhere and make sure your environment is clean and safe. Get yours now and save over $50 plus free shipping by adding the code Bubba. That's BUBBA. That all happens when you go to thenewdealshop.com. Again, that's thenewdealshop.com. And if you order today and add an FDA-authorized KN95 mask to your order, you're going to save an additional 10%. It's simple. Go to thenewdealshop.com and get the Clean Phone Wand now, and then start sanitizing everything everywhere. Again, thenewdealshop.com. Use Bubba as your promo code.
Lummy smells.
Lummy, you got bad breath.
It's body odor.
Uh-oh.
Lummy, come up here immediately. Lummy.
I do smell.
Stop. Give that to Lummy and have him bring him to me. Lummy,
Did you say you do smell?
I probably do smell.
Colton brought
did
the papers
shower?
In. Colton brought the emails into Bubba. Bubba said, no, give them to Lummy. Let Lummy bring him up.
Lummy?
And Lummy, Colton looks
Lummy, take your headphones off and bring him up to him.
I'm bringing him.
Lummy.
Lummy's just sitting there reading.
Yeah,
He didn't shower.
I mean, he said he should smell.
Would you hurry up? God dang it. This is live radio, you absolute R. Get up close to me. Come here. Let me get some of this. Come in here. Get in here. It's your breath.
It's the breath. Okay.
It is absolutely the breath. Plummy, come here. Your shirt smells clean. Your underarms are clean. It's your breath. It's only when you get up by your mouth does it really smell like goddamn sewage pit. It's bad. It's really bad. Plummy, do you have any breath wash?
No, it's in my car.
Well, go get it right now. Even if we are doing live programming, because as soon as I walked back in here from peeing, I turned to Seth Kushner and said, Lummy's got bad breath and I cannot lie. Am I right, Seth?
You're right, but now Lummy's back in the... Now
I thought he was going to his car.
Oh.
Okay.
Lummy, and bring the bottle in with you and make it quick. When you're on... Like, I would be running. Like, I would be running to your car now.
Hey, and then when he gets back, ask him where he was at when we had a live read to do.
Is he wasted? He's wasted, right?
I don't know.
I think he's wasted this morning.
But when he gets wasted, he gets his breath... gets really, really hot and bad.
Why doesn't he brush his teeth?
I have really grown. I've actually got a good sense about it. As soon as I walk in, I'm so in tune with this atmosphere that we create here.
Sometimes bad breath will stink the whole studio up.
And because you got to think, it's four of us in here breathing for 4 hours. Like, you know, you get a whiff of the guy's breath.
If you're in there, you really can't tell. It's when you leave the studio and come back in. That's what you did.
I went out and peed. And Fred Sanford stiff-legged it out and stiff-legged it back in. Seth and I had some pleasantries at the door. I'm very much attracted to him.
Yeah. Thank
you. He's my guy. When I see him.
I heard you were working some kind of deal for the BRP race on Halloween.
I don't know if you can feel it, Seth, but when I get close to you, I just want to grab you.
No, it feels like it.
Can you feel like it?
It's sexual tension, yeah.
It's not, I don't want to grab you sexually. I just want to grab you.
I mean, maybe a little sexual.
It's a lot of sexual tension, and at this stage in the game, I'm not turning down anything.
But I'd like just to grab you one time and choke you out.
I know, baby. I feel the same.
Like when I see Jimmy Clevis, I just want to grab Jimmy's ear and flick it, and nobody else can touch his ear except me, and so that's why I do it.
It's like my daughter got yelled at, or she got in trouble at school because she was hugging her friends too hard. You know, it's like there's a lot of love to give. I feel you.
Yeah. Lummy, could you please take a big swig? Do you have said breath?
No, I just got a bunch of mints.
Oh, no.
Where's the mouthwash?
I don't know. It disappeared.
Do you have any money?
Do I have money? No.
Do you have any money on you? Because I would send Colton down to the 7-Eleven. That's how critical it is.
Get a little baby scope?
Yeah, like one of those little travel scopes.
Yeah.
This may be Colton's last run.
I can Venmo.
Oh, tomorrow's Colton's last day.
Aww.
Are we going
to
apply?
That makes me sad. I don't want him to quit now. I kind of did. Now I don't.
Are we going to Chick-fil-A? A Chick-fil-A platter for him or something?
Yeah, Chick-fil-A cake.
Actually, Blitz and I have planned a little something. We do have a little something planned for the Colton. God dang it,
yeah,
Colton.
I was charging the batteries in those guns yesterday.
Why couldn't you have done it better, Colton? Why didn't you last? Why'd you quit? Why'd you quit when the times got tough, buddy? Just a little extra work, and boom, you're out of here.
You would have had that Bob Costas high spot.
Yeah. Hello, who's this?
Yeah, Brian from Charleston. Just wondering if maybe Lummy has tonsil stones.
What?
I don't know what he's got. He's got bad breath.
Lummy, do you have tonsil stones?
You might want to Google it because those things stink, man.
They sure do.
All right, buddy. I'm going to look into it. Thanks.
You can push them out, though.
Number one in Charleston for over 10 years. I actually think October, today's the first day of October.
It is.
Is October 10 years ago. October 2010 is when we first, I don't know the exact date, but I think it was in October. So this is our 10-year month anniversary. Charleston, the longest that I've been on in any radio station in my career. That's kind of cool, isn't it?
Damn right. When are we showing up? When are we partying in Charleston? Aren't they letting it eat?
When they let you? What are tonsil stones?
Oh, God.
They're stones that are in your tonsils.
It's common for people with tonsil stones to not even realize they have them. Tonsil stones aren't always easily to see and can range in size from rice size to the size of large grapes.
Yep.
Tonsil stones can rarely cause larger health complications. However, there's
a whole Reddit subreddit of people taking videos and pictures of them pushing out tonsil stones.
The tonsils are made up of crevices.
Oh, and just like
tunnels
feet get stuck
and
in
pits
there?
Called tonsil crypts. Different types of debris, such as dead cells, mucus, saliva, and food, can get trapped in these pockets and build up buildup. Bacteria and lung and fungi feed on this buildup and cause a distinct odor. Over time, the debris hardens into a tonsil stone. Some people may have one tonsil stone. The other might have smaller formations.
Usually symptoms, like a group of small ones.
Symptoms of tonsil stones: bad breath, sore throat, trouble swallowing, ear pain, ongoing cough, swollen tonsils, yellow and or white debris from your tonsils.
Yep.
And Lummy, you have a lot of white discharge from your tonsils, do you not?
Yeah, he does. He's got.
Lummy, are you mad because we're calling you out on the bad breath? Lummy, can I tell you something? It's as uncomfortable for us to have to deal with your bad breath as it for you to have it. It sucks us having to breathe your hot, smelly breath.
I'm sorry. I
do something about it.
I tried. I brushed my teeth, but I think I brushed them for like 3 seconds because it felt like 6 minutes.
Did you use paste?
What?
Did you use toothpaste?
Yes, I'm not a Neanderthal.
I don't know.
No, well
Lummy.
Sure?
Lummy, what type of toothpaste? So it better be Colgate. You're always supposed to use Colgate. That's where Jimmy Cleaver's wife
works.
I use
the other stuff.
The other stuff. Crest?
No.
Did you use that kid stuff like watermelon that doesn't really do anything?
That's the one. It starts with a D, I think.
Oh, Dimetap?
No. Come on, people. It's a white one. Not Desitin.
They're all white.
What do you mean a white one?
The one with the white box.
Oh, yeah, the white box.
You guys suck. Crest? Everyone knows what I'm talking about.
Yeah, we suck because we don't know what toothpaste you use.
Yeah, what bootleg?
Sensodyne. I use Sensodyne.
Wait.
Sensodyne? Oh. With a C?
No, it's with an S.
Now, hold on. This is an extreme tonsil stone removal. Hold on.
I'm triggered for my butt surgery.
Oh, I like this.
No.
Yeah, I like this a lot.
You just push them out, and they pop out.
Like pieces of garlic? Like little pieces of garlic?
Basically,
that's
a
big one, I think. Wow.
Yeah.
What?
On if you like that, there's a whole subreddit of nothing but pictures and videos.
Oh, no.
Yep.
Just found my new favorite thing.
Tonsil stones?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Does this guy got any more, or is that it?
That's probably it.
That's a big one. Holy moly.
That's probably like normal size.
No way.
Yeah, it is.
For people now, are they like little pieces of plastic, or do they pop like pimples?
It's...
Whoa.
I think it's like a hard pus.
Again.
Lummy, you got tonsil stones.
I don't have that.
Yes, you do.
I have a cavity.
I want to see him pull it out.
They usually end up like choking and like coughing it out.
Oh, hell yeah. I almost said the F word.
It's in that little fold.
That little pocket.
It's called your tonsils.
It's sneaked up in there. It's sneaked in.
Well, the whole thing is the tonsil.
Look at this thing. Nobody say nothing, but look at that.
What?
Right there. Looks like a little baby carrot.
The dingly dangly thing. Uvula?
I mean, Seth, it's by uvula standards. That's a pretty sexy uvula, is it not?
Bubba, I've had my eyes closed this whole segment.
Sorry.
I can't take it.
Thieves, I quit today. Why? Did Bubba finally piss you off? Yeah, he showed tonsil stones. I could not take
it. The last time you showed an in-depth thing was with my butt procedure, and I'm still not right, so.
Oh, my
That's
God.
That's insane.
Does that really, honest to God, does that kind of do it for you?
Me?
Does that get things going a little bit, like maybe a pre-jet ski willy?
I don't think so. It's not like that kind of pleasure, but it's definitely satisfying in a weird way.
Lummy, you have mints. Do you have them in your mouth now?
Yeah.
Do you want some gum?
Lummy, I always notice that it takes a general turn for the worst when I accentuate your bad breath. Like, you get mad at me about it, and I'm just here as the union rep for the other three people that have to be in here. And Blitz walked in here, too, and was exposed to it, and he goes, oh, my God, the breath is bad today.
Well,
and nobody will
to be
say
honest,
that.
I didn't say that today, but I have said it before.
Wait, it was over.
No, I said it.
Here.
Yeah, it was Seth.
I did say it.
It's bad. Poor guy. Look at him.
Put that in your mouth.
I know, but what he...
No, look at you. I mean, you have to look how close you have to be to this dragon.
She threw a piece of gum at him, hit him, and then said, put that in your mouth.
Lummy, are you okay?
And Lummy just looked around.
Do you get sad when we bring up your bad breath? It's uncomfortable for us to talk about it.
Bubba, I don't think he's right. I think he transitioned from the weed back to the alcohol yesterday.
He did.
And
he did. He didn't have bad breath on weed.
I think there's a crossover because he looks like his wires are across this morning.
No, I'm fine. That was disgusting to look at, but I don't like having bad breath.
You ever notice, Seth, alcohol equals mean, weed equals happy?
Well, no, I'm not being mean.
You are. There's a lot of mean-spirited.
No.
Yeah, Lummy, you're being so mean right now. You need to calm down.
Stop being a dick, Lummy.
I'm getting picked on, and all I'm saying is I'm sorry.
I can tell, though. You're all mad and everything.
Yeah, you don't have to say it out loud, Lummy. We can see it.
I've worked with you since
06, buddy.
When I went out with my head down, depressed, and
you're
sad.
You're bummed. It's the alcohol. Alcohols are depressants.
I was happy. I was happy coming in.
I used to keep a toothbrush right in your truck or something, didn't you?
I had stuff here, and it's gone.
Oh, okay.
I bought a huge thing of mouthwash.
If I was you, I'd be giving a couple bucks.
I Venmo'd Colton $3.25. He said it wasn't enough.
Is he at the store right now?
He is at the store, yes.
So he just won't buy it until you give him the...
he's in chat and says it costs more than $3.25.
He's protesting.
Yeah,
so he's there ready to buy it.
Before he left, he showed me. He said, oh my God, let me give me $3.25 via Venmo. I said, all right, well, go get it then.
Hold on. How much is a little thing like a little airport
one
cost?
Well, tell him to make
Don't forget, he's getting it at 7-Eleven.
Probably $5.
And it probably comes with the toothbrush gimmick, so, you know.
Yeah, probably $12.50.
Colton, whatever you buy, just bring a receipt, and Lummy will make up the difference. Don't go on, just don't buy it because he didn't send you enough money.
He's going to buy it.
Throw Van Holten's pickle on my tab, too. Love those things.
That's going to make breath worse in here.
Well, I'll eat it after the show on my way home. I like to just have a pickle and decompress.
Really?
No, but I mean, I love pickles.
I had a pickle for breakfast.
Ew.
I hate pickles.
Yes, you exactly. You ate pickles. And I'm thinking, I'm having second rounds and third rounds by your breath. Yeah, it's exactly what it is. It's a dill pickle feel.
What do you mean you ate pickles? Like,
he ate pickles.
Like, what do you, like, Lummy, when? This morning?
Last night when I got home.
From dinner?
I mean, it was included in dinner.
Do you ever eat fried pickles, Lummy?
Oh, those are good.
Oh, those are awesome. Yeah.
I hate pickles. They make me puke.
Ew, really?
Well, I just don't like them.
Dude, there was this place that did fried pickles that put the pickles, the chips in between two Ruffles, and then they fried them that way.
Oh, I want to try that.
Yeah.
That's good. Where's that at?
That was the Avenue.
Like, if I order a hamburger with no pickles and I don't check and there's pickles and I eat and I get a pickle, I'm like...
What do you hate worse, pickles or mustard?
I can scrape the mustard off.
You can take the pickles off.
I know. Neither.
This is the Bubba Army Podcast.
Have you noticed your hair isn't looking as full as it used to? Yeah, losing your hair is no fun. So let's talk options. You can go to your doc for a hair loss treatment prescription. Then visit the pharmacy and try not to go broke just to avoid going bald. Or you can try Keeps from the comfort of your Lazy Boy. You'll get the same doctor-recommended, FDA-approved hair loss treatment. But Keeps offers the generic versions for about half the cost. And one more thing you'll love about Keeps, it's all online. You just answer a few questions, snap a few pics of your hair, and a licensed doctor will review your info and recommend the right hair loss treatment for you. Then it's shipped directly to your door. Why make unnecessary trips to the doctor and drugstore when you can do it all from home? You can get started with a special deal. Go to keeps.com/POTUS for 50% off your first order of Keeps hair loss treatments. That's keeps.com/POTUS. Keeps.com/POTUS.